It's not a normal 10-minute Musar because life, for the last week and a half here in Arzenu HaKadosha, since approximately the middle of Sukkot, hasn't been normal. We are living through a wave of stabbing attacks by Arab terrorists. I want to talk about one of those attacks that I know about personally, that Baruch Hashem ended relatively well. There are two friends that I have in yeshiva, friends and colleagues, who were attacked at the entrance of Lion's Gate towards the Old City. Rabbi Daniel Rosenfeld, who is the mankal, a manager of yeshiva, a Baal Chesed, a well-trained soldier who always carries around a gun with him. He's known in the press today as Daniel, age 36. And someone else who is even nameless, a Talmud Chacham, a Baal Chesed, a benefactor for Hatzalah. And what people have not said is he's also a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a Mechaber Sfarim, and we're going to see that that point was critical. And that, of course, didn't make it into the press. They were attacked by a 19-year-old girl who stabbed Daniel in the back of her head, his head, and then in the back. And Baruch Hashem, as the news reports described, Daniel was able to get up and shoot her. In speaking to Daniel and other people in yeshiva, I did not get to speak yet with Reb Tzvika, who I enjoy speaking and learning with a lot. The Zman hasn't started yet in yeshiva. There are details to the attack that I want to share with you. L'farsem ha-melzo, l'farsem ha-nes. For people to understand the fear and the terror and the challenge that we have in Arzenu HaKadosha, as well as also to bring out a couple of moral and spiritual lessons that I think are important to be gleaned from every human experience, and this one as well, because we could learn things from this experience that I think we could hardly learn from many others. First of all, the press did not describe that after Daniel was stabbed, they said that Reb Tzvika pushed her. It's not entirely accurate that he pushed the terrorist. Reb Tzvika actually took a computer. Now, he was holding a computer because I mentioned he's a Mechaber Sfarim. He just finished writing a parish on the Gruz parish on Challah. And he has a large computer. Many of us Israelis can't afford the compact computers, Baruch Hashem. And that is, he took his large laptop and he whacked her over the head. She fell down. He might have even hit her another time with his computer. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the only part that's not entirely clear to me, I think he might have even screamed to Daniel, who was carrying the gun. Tzvika, once upon a time, was a soldier, but does not carry a gun with him most of the time. Baruch Hashem, Daniel does. In an amazing confluence of Torah and the Shmira of the Shtadlus of our soldiers here in Eretz Yisrael, Daniel, dazed, he was, after all, he had been stabbed in the head. I saw him yesterday at a yeshiva get-together, Baruch Hashem, we sang with him, and he joked that he has another kippah, he had a bandage on the back of the head, but Baruch Hashem didn't penetrate too far. He screamed to Daniel, shoot her, if I'm not mistaken, and then Daniel shot her 3 times. Thank goodness, this 19-year-old girl who was an attacker did not follow the terrorist manual that I saw the night before. You could all see it over the internet. It was put out by Hamas about a week ago, encouraging attacks, particularly of Jews walking in the old city in Yerushalayim. But of course, it's taking place throughout Eretz Yisrael. And then when they depict a stabbing, you're supposed to, the terrorist, I can only say this confidently because I doubt there are many Arab terrorists watching this, although nowadays you never know on the internet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us from them. They point out that the best place to stab someone is in the neck. Baruch Hashem, she stabbed it below, and she stabbed above, but she didn't stab the neck. The other piece, of course, that's not mentioned is that the Torah of Reb Tzvika was one of the things that grounded her in the first place. Torah Megino Matzli, we sometimes don't even know and see how Torah protects us. Here it was pretty important. After we sang in yeshiva and we benched, we actually weren't in yeshiva, we were near Beit Shan. Originally the yeshiva had planned to have a get-together. Who would have thought that it would be a seuda of hatzalah, of thanks, seudas hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hatzalah, for Daniel's life. And we sang with Daniel. And then right before Ma'ariv, I got to speak with Daniel a little bit more, and he said to me two things. Number one is he said, no one can truly understand what it's like to have someone attack them and want to kill them until it actually happens. May we never know that. And then he said something else amazing. He couldn't believe it was a 19-year-old girl. He said to the point that for a fraction of the second, as he was about to pull the trigger, with Baruch Hashem he did, which saved his life and many others, he said to himself, this is a 19-year-old girl. Now here is someone who's been a trained soldier, Ashrecha Yisrael, the components of Rachum, of mercy, that went through his mind. And at the end of the day, to realize that even the hardened Israeli soldiers still have this Bechina Rachmanus, but thank God, it's not a distorted sense of mercy. It's a sense of mercy that goes through the head, but at the end of the day, the instinct to protect human life was what trumped the day. And he said after that, 1/10 of a second hesitation, of course, he pulled the trigger. And that brings me to Musar number one. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perek Yud, in Midas Hanekius, it's not enough for a person to believe in morality. It's what we've described in the past as holy instincts. Avram Avinu says this to Avimelech. He says to Avimelech that I need to know that a person is moral because they have moral instincts and not only a moral philosophy. And the Mesillas Yesharim, in a very different context, says, V'yargil atzmo ba'avoda ubizrizusa. A person needs to develop instincts. A soldier is not only someone who has a passion to protect his people, but he goes through practice after practice after practice. And Daniel, who works with the security in yeshiva, we have a very special security system in the yeshiva, in the Netiv Aryeh, and he practices with them. And at the end of the day, the practice is there to the point that when the intellect is being charged in different directions, when there is blood that is running out of a person's head, that at the end of the day, they follow the protocol because of the instincts that have been ingrained in them. And just like there are soldiers who protect Artzeinu Akdosha, every single one of us are soldiers in the spiritual army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to ask ourselves that in times of crisis and times of need, it's not enough to have a correct ideology or philosophy, as the Mesillas Yesharim says. There are people who have the correct ideas in life, but they didn't work on themselves. They didn't work on their laziness like you and I have to do, to reach the point that they develop the instincts that are holy. Holy instincts. How important is Hergel? How important is training? And I encourage every person here, both in the physical world, the basic challenges to our physical existence, whether it be fire or safety in water, it's not enough to talk about in theory with our family. We need to have drills and practice. And the same in the spiritual world. It's not enough to believe in something in theory. We have to force ourselves to do it day in, day out. And there's one more lesson. The Avudram writes that modim, saying thanks to God, is not something that we could do by having someone else say it for us. That's why in Chazaras Hatshatz, when the Shliach Tzibur reviews all of the Shemoneh Esrei, all we have to do is say Amen, but when we get to Modim, every single one of us has to say Modim. Now, some people who are really sincere and have a tremendous sense of compassion for others, they say Modim when they hear about this story. Thank God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Rav Daniel and Rav Tzvika. We're living in a time where our neighbors want to murder us on the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, she didn't follow the manual, the terrorist manual that says to stab in the neck. And she stabbed above and below. Baruch Hashem, there was this beautiful confluence of Torah, Megino, Matzli, and the beautiful training of our soldiers in Eretz Yisrael to thwart a terrible attack. God forbid if she would have grabbed the gun. If Tzvika had not been there and Daniil be on the ground. But at the end of the day, this reminds us that life is a fragile experience that's a game of inches. One of the terrorist attacks yesterday from a different stabbing was interviewed on the radio, and he pointed out that if a blade is 2 or 3 centimeters over, is often the difference between life and death. Rabosai, our lives has game of inches as well. My wife, when she was pregnant with one of my children, the doctors found a mutation on the placenta. The mutation on the placenta would have made the child, chas v'chalila, fully brain damaged and not likely to survive a year or two of life. But the placenta split from the fetus, and the fetus was, Baruch Hashem, fine. And the placenta was damaged. Inches. Chromosomes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough for us to say Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We for sure have to say Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles of stories that we hear. And those stories inspire us. They inspire us to feel closer to our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, which is so important. It inspires us to realize the challenges of living in Eretz Yisrael today. The fact that we're still in Golus and that we're going to be in Golus until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And that Golus will exist whether people go on the Har HaBayis following their Rabbanim who say that they can, or people don't go on Har HaBayis following their Gedolei HaPoskim who say that they can't. At the end of the day, we live life and death, which is a game of inches. And every single breath that we take, not only Reb Daniel Rosenfeld takes, but every single breath that you and I take is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we need an event like this to remind ourselves how precarious the state of life is, wherever we walk. Official Schechter says a story that there was a construction worker who fell off a building and he landed on a bunch of mattresses. His life was saved. It was miraculous. I think he said this from Rebbetzin Weinberg. And then he was taking his friends out to an establishment which is known for Averos, to celebrate. He's a construction worker, and he was hit by a car. Every single step in life, he was killed. Every single step in life is precarious. Every single step in life requires us three times a day, the morning, at work at Mincha, and before we go to sleep at Ma'ariv, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Thank you for the miracles in our lives. And when we hear about the miracles in other people's lives, when we hear about the challenges and the pain, it requires us also to look back inside and appreciate the miracles that have happened for us. May the miracle that Rav Daniel Rosenfeld went through be something that guides us. Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring an end to all these trials and tribulations, the pain, the sorrow. We talk about Nisim and Niflaos, miracles and wonders. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we appreciate the Niflaos, we appreciate the wonders, we appreciate the miracles. But the Tzar of Am Yisrael, this past week has been too much.